is a Jimmy special.
So much fun to talk after a win.
You know, that's all we do. If they don't win, we don't talk.
That's right.
That's
why
that's
we've been talking.
Hey, another one, Jimmy.
Right.
8-3, sitting atop the AFC North. You beat the hated Browns 16-10. You were inactive, but what can you tell us?
It was a good game. I mean, it was tough. It was tough. Defense performed well. Offense had its struggles. I think special teams did all right. But I guess in all of it, we broke a record.
I know. That's got to – I mean, you guys must be flying high right now.
I mean, it's not a good thing to be breaking those type of records. But,
right. Which one? Are you talking four interceptions by Lamar and still win the game?
That.
Yes, that was the first time in 52 games.
Well, I saw since 2013, no team had won when the quarterback threw four interceptions. But, you know, you can find numbers that say whatever you want.
I know.
All I know is, what was up with that?
I don't know, man. My man was still sick.
Yeah, I was wondering. I mean, even just after when I'm sick, I lose weight, you lose muscle, you are exhausted. Did you notice anything?
I mean, I noticed you threw four interceptions.
Hey,
yeah.
Somebody's got it. If somebody's got to do it, I'm going to do it. I think it's the angle of the arm sometimes, number 22. I think when Lamar does that little sidearm thing, brings it down submarine style, sometimes passes are prone to get deflected. I think sometimes the arm angle might have something to do with the interceptions. Do you see that at all?
I didn't realize. I seen that, but I didn't realize he does that often.
Yeah, he drops down a little bit.
He gets it around. That's a, that's a unique little angle he throws or how he throws. It's kind of like a little baseball player.
It's very unique. And this is coming from someone that doesn't – I don't watch a lot of football, so I'm like, well, I've never seen that before.
I think he and Mahomes have that gunslinger sort of sidearm. Woo-hoo! I don't know what it is, but I've noticed it more lately, and that's not a trend you want to keep up. You can't give the ball up that much.
No. I mean, we haven't even seen that from practice, so – I'm going to chalk that up to COVID or whatever it is that he was dealing with.
He needs Zycam. He needs to get some vitamin C.
But man, we're, I need to eat an orange every day.
Yeah. Just slip one over to his locker if you can. But, I mean, whatever. We're happy. We're proud of you guys. It's so much fun to see a win on a home game.
And
doesn't it feel like the toughest 8-3 of all time?
It does. And nobody in the AFC has less than four losses, except the Ravens. Yet, all they want to talk about is the Patriots on these shows. I get it. They won six games in a row, but they're 8-4. The Ravens are 8-3. You do the numbers. The percentages say the Ravens are the best team in the AFC. Do you watch? Do you let yourself see what everybody else is saying after a win like that?
No, I mean, it couldn't have been that good.
Right.
It wasn't like
exactly.
It was a great game played. It was a hard fought AFC North type game, and we came out on top.
So if you had
with a lot of luck in there,
if you smoked the other team, then you'll let yourself watch and see what they say. If you let's say you had two interceptions, would you watch the next day and see what they were saying?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, but on the way back, I want to hear where in the world is Jimmy Smith today? We want to find out what the story is right on the other side. Jimmy Smith!
Come on, Jimmy!
Monday night, after a win, it's our favorite situation. But Jimmy Smith, where are you today? You're not in your normal home studio.
Fill us in.
Tell us what happened.
I am currently traveling down the 95, but I took my son to school in South Jersey. It was like a two hour drive, but we caught a flat in my brand new dad SUV.
No!
Wow!
Your BMW SUV that you just got. Oh, I guess they can't. Flats happen, yeah.
AAA, or are you out there turning a lug nut?
I was in Delaware, so I Googled the nearest tire shop, and in the nearest tire shop I go in, And obviously it's a tire stop, so I'm like, hey, can you, I got a hole in my tire, can you help me? He goes out there, he looks at the tire and says, no, this tire's too big. I'm like, you're a tire shop. Like,
yeah, don't you have them?
Well, he couldn't get on there, yeah. So I had to go another 4 miles, and I found some spot, and they fixed my tire for $15.
Stop it. Hey. They just sealed it?
I did you not.
Wow. That's a cool story them to say an NFL player the day after a game just came in here.
But do you even pull to Kirk McEwen? Because I'll tell people, hey, what's up? I'm Kirk from 98 Rock. Can I get this tire? You ever let them know I'm Jimmy Smith, 22?
No, I don't. I do not. I hate that. I actually hate that. Oh! I never thought I'd ever use my name. Oh! I'm not that guy.
I won't use your name. I'm going to use my name, though.
My family will, or other people, they hate that I don't do it, but I just feel like that is so corny. Like, nobody cares who you
Kirk
are.
Kirk uses yours. Kirk will be like, I talked to Jimmy Smith today. You're going to want to give me free gas.
No, I don't do it like that. But sometimes you got to grease up the track.
I am walking around in my Raven sweatsuit, so there's a big old 22 on my chest and my pants. So,
oh, was there?
You can put two and two together.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Why you don't say anything.
He lets his clothes do the talking.
Though, the guy, both guys spoke no English, okay. So I had to bring out some of my terrible Spanish on my fire.
Hey, just an effort. You get A for effort.
That guy's like, this guy just said his favorite color is blue, and I think he needs a tire change. That's all I know.
Pointing at the rear tire.
Yeah. Right. Help.
So back on the road again. Wow, Jimmy. So it said hip and neck in the injury report. Anything with the neck, I got to stay away. I'll get back to you. Don't ask me. I'll let you know when I'm ready. That's what I'm telling the trainers.
I mean, you know, when you get older sometimes, you have some kinks in your neck. And I already have a little bit of arthritis in my neck, just from years of playing, a little wear and tear, they call it.
Yeah.
But, it sounds so stupid, but I was actually putting on my freaking helmet. And when it's cold outside, your helmet gets real stiff inside.
Yep.
Like, it's hard to put on. I have to wear a durag. I got braids now. So my helmet don't really fit. It's really, really tight. So I was, like, wiggling my head in there, and then I pulled it forward and pushed my head back and literally popped my neck, and I could not move. Could not move. To the point that, like, when I went home that day, and I just pushed the gas in my car, and my head just slightly went back. It spasmed to the point where I couldn't move at all.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's like, but, you know, everybody's laughing because I did it to myself, one, and then it's like, that's an old person injury. How do you whiplash yourself putting your helmet on?
It's like, an NFL player injury because I'm sure the years of playing had a factor
factors,
in there.
Yeah.
It's not just that.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't move. Hey, yeah, I couldn't move for days.
You're feeling better now.
I'm on Valium every day. Absolutely. I hopefully we'll be back this week.
I think we've talked about that. I don't know if we've talked about this. Let me know. I'm a huge fan of acupuncture. Do you ever do that?
Like dry needling, I get it. It hurts. You go right into the muscle. You stab it around, you know, what they call it, pistons or whatever. Acupuncture, I don't really feel it. I don't understand exactly what's going on. I've always seen Nutty Professor. You ever seen that scene in Nutty Professor where he has, like, all those things in his body and he's like, nope, still hungry?
Right.
That's kind of how I felt.
And you're feeling better now because you're talking to us and you're in a car that's moving and your neck's not spasming. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm good now. Good now.
More with Jimmy Smith on The Jimmy Smith Show. It's coming up next. Yeah, Jimmy Smith, number 22, and he's on the road. Marianne and I are back at the radio station. And so it's Steelers week. Is it any different? With the Steelers, not they're 5-5-1. It's not not like they normally are, sitting at the top of the division. So what do you think?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the AFC North. This is when you're playing in your division, it's just fighting your brother. So I don't care what the record is, who's on a streak or not. It's just always a dog fight, and it's the Steelers. And you know, we always play good games.
You know.
They have a good defense.
Right.
You know, I think they're gonna. The offense, you know, haven't been killing it like they usually are, but it's still a potent attack, so they got to be ready for them.
It's going to be a lot of energy no matter what, and you'll be there, right?
Jimmy?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'll be there.
No, I mean, like, it's an away game for us.
It's an away game.
So you have to deal with their sections.
They like that. You guys like that, though. It's all for one and one for all when you roll in there.
Yeah, the away crowd more affects, I want to say, the offense, and it affects our fans because you're there with a whole bunch of hostile, you know, enemies.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't really, like, I always like playing away games. I don't know why. It's just more like shining in somebody else's stadium. So better.
Right, right. Yeah. Take that.
That's right. And I know it's the AFC North. Everybody's tough. But I just love going in with Ben Roethlisberger looking. He looks mortal this year. The running game is okay. It just doesn't. And you can run on the Steelers this year. Even though our running attack is a little. It's not what it was in years past. You can run on the Steelers team. There's opportunity.
Somewhat suspect.
Yeah. Hey, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, if we get our running game going against any team, we have a very good, strong chance of winning the game.
Right.
That gets our team going, especially on offense. That just helps everything gel. But it has been, like, you know, crazy like it has been in the past few years. But I figure, you know, some way, somehow, we'll figure out to get a win.
How was your Thanksgiving, Jimmy?
It was excellent. It was excellent. I'm going to definitely blast my fiance for this. She definitely tried a new recipe.
Oh, you never do
on
that.
Thanksgiving.
You never do that. I've heard you don't mess with the classics. What'd she do?
She's going to kill me for this. But it was for the yams, too. My favorite. Like,
oh, marshmallows.
It was hilarious. And my son, my oldest son, is very, like, he's funny. He's very, really funny. I just actually had a half an hour conference with his teacher. And the one thing he said is, like, might have ADD, but he is very funny, and he's very good at timing his jokes.
He's good,
like,
timing.
Yeah, that's half about right.
That's half but, comedy right there.
Anyways, we're at the dinner table, and he's like, Lindsay, I want to give you a rating on all the food.
Oh, no.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. He goes through the whole thing. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. 0 out of 10.
Oh, 0 out of 10.
He was talking about the stuffing. It was hilarious.
Wait, so what did she do to the yams that was so bad?
She tried a new recipe because I sometimes complain about too much sugar.
Yeah.
So she thought she'd try a new recipe, and it just was not good.
Wow.
At least she can be honest like that, and she doesn't take it personally, I think.
Until she hears this.
She hears this, but she won't.
You'll have to drag her away.
When I first started eating all of her food, she definitely took some of my criticisms personal. But it's like, if we're going to be together forever, I need you to know exactly how I like food.
I agree. I don't hold back. Yeah. I give compliments, but I also give constructive criticism. You want to like it.
Right.
It's a Jimmy Smith show. The Ravens Hour, Marianne Sirk, Kirk McEwen, produced by Will Blake. What's up, y'all? More to come.
Jimmy Smith. All right, I have a question for you. And you know, you can tell me I'm an idiot if you want. But when I watch the game, Jimmy, I wait to hear the audience, the crowd, rather, react.
The audience, hello.
Because I don't know the rules, really. Like, so I'll say, did the ref do something for us, for our team, or I wait to hear the crowd. Has there ever been a rule that surprised you that you actually didn't even know about? Or do you know it all, do you feel like?
Well, Harbaugh actually takes time to teach us a lot of situations. So most of the time we are kind of on top of, like, most rules. And it was something that comes up during the week in another game on Saturdays or I think maybe Fridays. We'll go through all those situations so that we're kind of ahead of the curve. But
because they're new rules,
yeah,
too.
I think it's just, yeah, they always – the rules change in the NFL constantly. Like, and they'll always have emphasis on something. Like, this year's taunting. Last year was OPI and DPI and then putting your head – it's just always something.
Hey,
they always are changing the game.
Najee Harris of the Steelers didn't know that there were ties in the NFL in the regular season.
Yeah.
And Harbaugh talked about that a week or so ago, and he said, oh, my guys know because I talked to them about it. There are no ties in the postseason because you gotta play until somebody wins. Yeah. But in the regular season, there's a finite time to play, and if nobody scores, there's a tie. And to think the players in the NFL don't know that is crazy, but
yeah, you would think, but they do. I feel like it changed. It changed, like, 4 or 5 years ago or something. I don't even remember, but I know it didn't used to be that way, right?
Yep.
You keep playing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's really, like, fair continue to have a tie in the NFL. That's weird.
Well,
right. Let's get a win. Score. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it always sucks when you look over and you see 5-5-1. Steelers tied the Lions, but you can't look past them. They all get paid. But hey, yeah. It's great. And Tucker, 50-yarder at the end of the game or whatever, right down the middle, like an extra point. So great to have him in your holster.
Automatic.
Yeah, when there's like, what was it yesterday, like a 54-yard, and they were like, yeah, he'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
He's done more, you know.
You get nervous, though, when the announcers start talking too much, like, oh, it is automatic. He'll make blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Be quiet.
But. Right. Good thing we don't hear that stuff. We just are sitting there like, oh, he got it. We're already counting the points. Like, all right, how are we going to do this? What's next?
Right, you don't want to jinx it.
Make it.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like for your family to hear you get talked about, like when you're being shown, and then they start talking about, oh, he's from here, and he does this, and that must be so trippy.
It's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you watch it on TV, I prefer watching all the games on TV. If I was going to be like a fan, I would watch every game on TV, just because it's more of a movie. More, you know what I mean? Like
it's different.
You're at home,
right?
Your comfort. The bathroom is 10 feet away.
Y'all.
It's just comfortable. Like being at a stadium, I get it, and I want all the fans to come. Don't get me wrong. Keep coming. Scream.
Right.
But me on the other hand, I'm like, yo, I definitely would like to watch games in the comfort of my own home.
Well played, all of you. Thank you so much for carving time out, even though you had this bizarre situation in your car. I hope I can't wait to hear what happens next week with your car. Hopefully nothing.
Hey, tell Marianne she's one to talk.
I get my Mercedes back, actually, next week. So the car that got ran over, I thought I was going to get next year, actually. So I'm going to be rolling around with two nice cars right now.
First world problems. All right, the gangly one, Jimmy Smith. It's his show.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I want to thank the Ben Garner Home Team for sponsoring the show.
Ben Garner Home Team, we appreciate you.
Excellent.
All right, Jimmy. Talk to you next week.
Thanks.
All right, see you.
See ya.
Take care.